Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Class, I got a memo from top management here at USA Prepares, and they say I'm on this week every day. And so, of course, today is Monday with Dr. Norm Shealy. Tomorrow I'll be on with Rich Sheehan. Wednesday, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Thursday, it will be just me with tips from my book. I'll be talking about all kinds of tips to save you money and automotive tips. And Friday, Kathy will be interviewing me. She has a whole bunch of questions about how to repair appliances and how to make them last longer. So we're talking about washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, and stoves. So she's going to be interviewing me for 2 hours about how to repair, maintain, what it costs, what you can do yourself, what's easy, and how to do it. So that's this week's schedule. Gene in Kentucky is with us. Amit, you're next. Gene, you wanted to ask Dr. Shealy some follow-up questions?
Well, I'm more concerned. If I'm worried about dying, I'm more worried about dying of a stroke, a heart attack, falling down the steps, getting burnt by throwing logs into my outdoor burner, and just tripping over my own feet than I am any COVID. And I'm more worried about my husband getting the flu shots and then passing it on to me, because I've read that it has to be in cholesterol for it to be contagious.
Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, obviously, it's the whole list of good health habits that one uses to protect the heart. You start with, if you've got normal blood pressure, great. If you've got normal cholesterol, great. You correct those things, and of course, you be sure that you're getting adequate magnesium. That's the number one cause of heart trouble, in my opinion, mm-hmm. Even more important than cholesterol.
Yeah, I worry about cholesterol. But magnesium, I've got your lotion now, you know, because I've got some magnesium.
Right, the lotion is the way to go. It's 10 times, 100 times better than oral.
Yeah. But I'm not concerned.
Dr. Shealy, is there a relationship between cholesterol and sugar consumption?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. interestingly, it's when you eat carbohydrate with fat, a carbohydrate of any kind, but especially sugar, that you get into trouble with cholesterol. You almost never do if you don't have carbohydrate with it.
Now, Gene, I'm not suggesting that you consume more sugar. You know that, right?
Yeah, no.
Never, ever.
No, back. I consume
zero
a lot
perfect.
Of good fats, you know, like my avocados I eat and my eggs with all the curry powder and the turmeric and the hemp seeds and the chia seeds and all that on it. You know what I mean? I don't eat bread. I eat gluten-free if I do eat anything like that, you know. But I've given up dairy. And since I've given up dairy, I love dairy. I have no more allergies in the fall.
When you say you've given up dairy,
yes,
please tell us exactly what you mean so the whole class understands.
Well, I would drink milk and all that, and then when I moved here, I found a little club thing that you could join, and you could get grass-fed, milk, goat milk. It was delicious, all the cream on it, and the butter that was made locally and all that stuff. And I loved it. I love how that cream tastes. But it seems like I gave it up. I no longer had the seasonal allergies in the fall, the hay fever and all that.
And Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, you know, dairy is one of those unique things. Some people are really sensitive or allergic to it. I am not. I can eat unlimited amounts.
Okay.
Last night, in fact,
and what about? Okay. What about cheese? Should we be limiting cheese and milk and you know, dairy products in general? Is there an amount that most people can have, but don't exceed
X? Well, I think for most people, a glass or two of milk, or an ounce or two of cheese, or a cup of plain yogurt. I never buy the sugared yogurt. You know, the flavored yogurt, because it's always got sugar added to it. But my favorite is plain Greek yogurt.
That's what I used to eat, all that. Cheese and all that stuff. Yogurt, I loved it. You know what I mean? I eat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like I gave it up. I have less allergies now. The only time I cough now is because I've been outside.
Gene, I'm so...
wood in the fireplace. You know? I try to put a mask on then. But I had all that smoke in my face.
Yeah, and you should do that, Gene. You should have that mask on for that wood stove. You have an outdoor wood furnace,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing it by myself now. So, yeah. You know.
Do you know what kind you have?
Hardy.
Do you know what kind you have?
Hardy.
Hardy. Okay. So Hardy has a small firebox. Yeah, and
big enough for this
so
house.
You've got to feed that what, three, four times it.
Yeah. It's still foresty.
Yeah. If you feed it three or four times a day?
No. I only go out there once.
How many times?
I just check it. Like, I just
okay.
do
something. Well, I'm going to do a broadcast.
Let me throw those in there.
It's wait. Hold it. You don't throw used railroad ties in
no,
there, do you?
No, we buy them from the Amish that make railroad ties, the cutoff. You go over there and buy a whole
railroad
for $15.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And then we season them.
That's right. Right.
And then we buy slabs and we sell those stuff.
Yes. So what you're talking about is wood that's used for railroad ties, that's cut for railroad ties, but they are not used railroad ties. You're talking about
they make all kinds
wood
of
that has just been cut. It's fresh.
Yes. But
right.
It's,
okay.
It's
we do the same thing.
In the pile, you know. I mean.
Right. For 9 months plus.
Price,
one of these days, I'm going to talk about. I'll be talking about how to heat your house with wood, how we do it here at the farm, and I'll be talking about the technology of an outdoor wood furnace. Okay, Gene. Anything else we've got? Amit, who's been on hold patiently for at least 16
we also
minutes.
Have a stove at the other house, but it's indoors, a zero clearance fireplace. But he has to feed that. We have to feed that all the time, you know. But we love the outdoor. But you know, it still eats a lot of wood, and it's complicated with the new coil. I had to buy a new coil and all that stuff, you know, and the water circulates and all that. But I love the heat though from it, you know.
Yes, because you have a Hardy, and all your domestic water goes through that coil, so it eats up the coils. You're right. All right, Gene, we've got to move on to Amit. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Vincent, glad
to hear your voice.
Thank you
for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye, y'all. Thank you, Dr. Shilley.
Well, I'm on.
You are welcome. I finally heard her this hour.
Thank you. And Jean has an addiction, and she's addicted to sugar, and she just can't shake it. But one of these days, she's going to call us, I know, and tell us that she has been cured. By the way, Dr. Shilley, do you think there's a possibility, I mean, everybody likes sugar, right? Or just about everybody, because of the taste. Do you think the PEMF device would be beneficial in curing sugar addiction? Is that a possibility?
I'm going to be facetious, especially if you held it in your mouth. I'm teasing. No, I think it could. It does help addiction tremendously. And so I think it almost certainly would have
you know
that on the head.
I got to tell you, there's so many potential trials that you could do with that technology. It's not quite endless, but it's almost endless, right?
Well, we should be finished by the end of this month on measuring anandamide, the bliss hormone. We're playing with that this month.
Mm-hmm. Please let us know how that works out and what your findings are. Amit, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Vince, and good morning, Dr. Sheely. And I'm
Hi.
Very happy to hear that Vincent is back, indicating that he's well and he's well enough. I think I heard last week Mr. Sheehan saying that perhaps he's not well, so I was concerned that he's not in the habit of missing for an entire week. So I'm very happy to hear him back on the show. The question I have for Dr. Sheely is, why enlarged prostate is linked with erectile dysfunction?
Vince, I need help with it. I can't hear him well.
Okay. Amit, can you speak a little bit louder and ask your question one more time, maybe a little bit more slowly?
Yes,
you're talking about erectile dysfunction.
My question is, why is an enlarged prostate linked with erectile dysfunction?
Well, it is a male thing. Virtually all males get some degree of enlarged prostate as you increase in age after age 50. Now,
okay,
probably over half of them get into symptoms needing treatment.
Okay. So is
the only way to avoid it is to be castrated or have it taken out.
So is it because of the age getting higher or older that these symptoms converge, or there's a link between them?
Again, Vince, I need help.
Okay, well, he's wondering if there's a link between longevity, how long a person has been alive, and the symptoms of enlarged prostate combined with erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yes. In general, the vast majority of men by age 60 have probably well under 50% as much testosterone and DHEA as they had at age 25. So it's a combination of the loss of testosterone and DHEA and the enlargement of the prostate. They go together.
I see. Got that.
Now, Amit, I have a question that I don't know if you considered asking, but I'll ask it for you.
Yes.
Dr. Sheely, you'd mentioned that you have determined that the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device that you offer on your website, that you have had your trials with, have had a positive impact in reversing erectile dysfunction. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I see.
And do we know why that works?
Well, I think it increases circulation. I don't think it's probably directly affecting testosterone levels or DHEA in that particular location, but it does increase circulation markedly.
All right. So in that line of thinking, Dr. Sheely, is that why I have found, and Amit, please stay with us. This all ties together. I have found that my inflammation is dramatically decreased with the results of your protocol, which includes the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. Is it because I've increased circulation in my chest? And when we come back, I'm going to share with you the results of my pulmonology test. You won't believe
it. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Fast Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. He's a senior USA Prepares instructor. He is the longest running instructor here at USA Prepares. He's been with me since the very beginning and still here with us. 2 hours a week on Mondays. And if you'd like to call and make an appointment with him and talk to him one-on-one, his office number in Springfield, that's central time zone, is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And I wanted to let Sharon in Montana know that Kathy would like to be on the air with you the 29th, so the two of you can get together. And Sharon, if you're in class today, just give me a call. Let me know if that works for you. You and Kathy can broadcast together and talk about tips and things that you think are important. So we have Amit with us. And Amit, I wanted to share this with you. So I have followed Dr. Shealy's protocol. And it absolutely is dramatic, the results. And I've been using the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. And I believe what Dr. Shealy said is exactly right. It improves circulation. Now, improving circulation seems to be working in conjunction with vitamin C and the multivitamin formula Dr. Shealy has made. And that's called Dr. Shealy's Essentials. And the youth formulas is vitamin C. And you can get all these things on his website, normshealy.com. Now, here's what was dramatic. I have... I used to go to a pulmonologist, once a month. Then I graduated to every 3 months and every 6 months. And here's something that in my last visit, which was maybe, about 10 days ago or so, they put me in this box, and it's a glass enclosed box. It's a pressure chamber. It looks like a phone booth, except it has a tight seal. And they have you breathe in and out, and they measure your respiration, how much you absorb of the oxygen, etc. And it's all computer controlled, and there's a printout. And then after I had this breathing test, I went back into the exam room, and I saw my pulmonologist, medical doctor. And he looked at the chart, previous results, 6 months ago. I'm sorry, maybe 3 months ago. And then he looked at the recent results that were just taken. And he looked back and forth, and he was turning his head between these two sheets of paper. He couldn't believe it. He was absolutely shocked that my lung capacity has improved 15%. I have a feeling that that is extremely rare, if it ever occurs at all. So he was absolutely stunned. And we discussed the protocol that I was following, Dr. Sheila's protocol, which I described in hour number one of this broadcast. So, Amit, here's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I've learned years ago, many years ago, from Dr. Sheila privately, and then more recently on the air, that this technology, the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, reduces erectile dysfunction symptoms. Oh. And Dr. Sheila had mentioned to me privately and on air that it's believed to relate to increased circulation, blood circulation. I'm telling you that in my case, with the lung or chest cavity inflammation, all of those things combined absolutely positively work. Now, can I say it is PEMF? I don't know for sure if it's just that, because I was not willing to pull any of the ingredients out of the mix. I was not willing to say, well, let's just try one of these things. I wanted the shotgun approach, and I wanted it done right away. And that's what I did. So I can't tell you that it was just PEMF or just the vitamin C or just the Dr. Sheila's essential vitamins. I can't tell you it was these, typically, maybe a little more unusually large dosages as recommended by Dr. Sheila. I can't tell you if it was one or all, but I can tell you all of them worked in combination. So I'd love to hear the rest of your questions, Amit, because this seems to be on your mind, and let's get it resolved right here, right now, today. Are you willing to stay with us through the bottom of the hour break, and then you can ask all your questions? But I wanted to prime you with what I know. When I say
I'll hold.
Please do. Okay, class. We're going to be talking about erectile dysfunction and prostate enlargement with Dr. Sheila when we come back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. About, I would say 40 times. That's pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As political censorship continues to be the new normal at big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, it appears destroying new competition in the social media market is the next big thing. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now the number two most downloaded free app in both Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store is an app called Parlor. That's Parler with an O, not an E, and has been around for about a decade. There's no reason this app should be getting such a big bump right now in the first week of January 2021. But of course, we likely have confused people downloading it because they think it's Parler with an E. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Amit, please go ahead with your questions for Dr. Shealy.
Yeah, that is my question is asked, but I just wanted to thank Dr. Shealy for coming on Chiron Circle of 12 last Tuesday, that is January 6th. So I was wondering what he meant from the simple exercise of lifting our hands or arms above the shoulder, but he could make it there, and that was very helpful for me because I have not seen him on video, but it was possible to see him waving or lifting his arms as he liked his listeners to do. So,
yes, my favorite disposition of it is Bounce with Dr. Shealy on YouTube. But basically, just stand and bend your knees slightly up and down while you bend your arms in a great big circle to either side. Music conductors live longer than any other profession. And that is because moving your arms like that is more important than moving your legs.
I see. Yes, that's what my other thought. So that's all at this time.
So Italians should live longer because they talk with their hands, Dr. Shilley?
I suspect that is one of the reasons, yes.
Okay, Amit, anything else you'd like to ask Dr. Shilley?
No, that's all at this time.
Let me ask Dr. Shilley a question for you then. Dr. Shilley saw palmetto.
Well, yes, for the prostate, for decreasing benign prosthetic hypertrophy. Saw palmetto, 400 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day, is the number one. Pygium, 50 milligrams a day, can also help.
Pygium, 50 milligrams, and saw palmetto.
Yep.
SAWPALMETTO, I believe is how it's spelled, or one
yep.
T. Okay. All right, Amit, thank you for calling. Thank you for being in class today.
Okay. Bye, Dr. Shilley, and bye, Vincent.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much for being with us, Amit. Okay, that was Amit. Dr. Shilley, I've got a bunch of questions here in my notebook, but do you have anything that you wanted to share? I don't want to preclude you from saying whatever you want to say.
Nope. Unless you got some really good insights on the Insurrection Act, I don't have anything else.
That would be Rich Sheban tomorrow. Rich Sheban has been, I got to tell you, he is passionate about this. And some of our class is very concerned that they want us to spend more time on the country going down the drain. And I'll tell you why I didn't do that today. Class, I believe there are so many people who are listening to broadcast about that and doing nothing about it. And so I know for a fact that respiratory illnesses are really rampant through this country. A lot of people are having difficulty breathing. And I thought that this is something that our class can learn about and act upon immediately for themselves and actually have a positive benefit. Whereas what I have determined with talk radio is it's just that, talk. And people, and Dr. Shilley said it on this broadcast in a different way, but the point I believe he was making is that if you learn about something and you don't act on it, what good did you do yourself? And I believe, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, that one fundamental difference between USA Prepares, just one, and all the other broadcasts that I've heard, except for Dr. Shilley's, he's with us on this, and he has his broadcast weekly on KICK Radio in Springfield, Missouri, and he's been broadcasting for decades. His broadcast and our broadcast have something in common, and that is you absolutely positively can learn something with every single broadcast, something that you can take away from it and act upon. Every broadcast, bar none. Whereas with talk radio, which has become more and more opinion radio, which has become more and more of a forum for venting frustrations, not us, but with other broadcasts, and actually all that does is vent frustration and not a single thing is accomplished. Nothing.
Right on.
I really believe that we are trying very hard at USA Prepares and Dr. Shilley's broadcast to teach what the problem is, how it got there, and what you can do about it, and how you can remedy it, and, in addition, prevent it in the first place. So that's what we do. That's what we've been doing, Dr. Shilley, for 3 times longer than I have. But together, Dr. Shilley and I have been together for 10 years, about 30 years. Dr. Shilley's been doing it, in addition to that. So 20 years before us at USA Prepares. And that's why I decided that today's broadcast needed to focus on your health, the immediacy of it, what you can do to prevent.
By the way, Vince, I do have two patients who came in with chronic lung disease who had an oxygen saturation in one case of only 50%.
Oh, wow.
And in another case, 75%. And within 30 minutes of the pump on their chest, it came up to 95 or 96%.
Okay, so Dr. Shuley, now, that's a small sample size. But
oh, yeah, I don't have a lot of them. But
I know, but isn't that exactly what I've been saying?
Yes, exactly. I just wouldn't let you. You're not the only one so far, but you're the more chronic one.
Uh-huh. So, class, you can do this. And, you know, this device is not inexpensive, the pulse electromagnetic frequency device from Dr. Shuley. But, Dr. Shuley, have you considered making it available as a rental?
Well, if they are a patient of mine, they can get it as a rental. We charge $200 a month on rental, and if you keep it for 8 months, you own it.
Okay, class. So if you're wondering, does it work? You will know pretty darn quickly, certainly within that month, for sure, you will know. So, now, to become a patient of yours, Dr. Shuley, is it as simple as making an appointment and having that consultation as I did?
Yes. That's all it takes.
All right, class. So, I cannot stress strongly enough that you are deliberate in your actions. So, for example, I did not want to waste Dr. Shuley's time. So, but I would have had I not followed his suggestions. I would have. And I would have wasted my time. I don't want you to do that to you or Dr. Shuley. So if you're literally going to follow through, please make that appointment. And follow through. Please. If you're not going to follow through, there's no sense in making the call, no sense in making the appointment. Let someone else have it. So, Dr. Shuley, we've been talking about magnesium lotion for years and years and years. And, class, I use the spray. And I had in my blood work, and I mentioned my blood work, it was exhaustive blood work, my magnesium results were perfect. And I would expect nothing less. However, I think my internist expected something less. And she said to me that I am her most unusual patient. Most unusual. So I stand out because of the things that I do, because I'm interested, and because I take action. I mean, there are other things, too. I mean, I think she read the article on 417 magazine, you know, the local monthly magazine about preparedness, and she saw that that I was in there. But other than that, she thinks I'm pretty unusual in what I do. And you can be unusual too, class. You can actually do what's recommended. Now, taking vitamin C the way Dr. Shuley recommends it, I think that'll make you unusual. Because who else does it? Dr. Shuley, is that right? Do people really take vitamin C the way you recommend it? I don't think so. Am I right?
Most people do not. Because your FDA, as you know, I don't claim it, recommends only 100 milligrams a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about as good as they get.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dr. Shuley, so here's the question. I noticed that I have experimented with using a little bit less. I've experimented with using 2X, you know, 1/2X, 2X, and my magnesium levels were perfect. Is there a possibility of overdosing with magnesium lotion or spray? Is there a possibility of doing that?
No, I don't think it's possible to do it through the skin.
And I have to agree with you only because I've ramped up and it was still perfect. It didn't show, you know, an excess level of magnesium. So, there you have it, class. That's my experience and Dr. Shuley's medical experience. Okay. Dr. Shuley, you mentioned diarrhea. And if a person consumes too much vitamin C, they can develop diarrhea. Okay, outside of that, when a person has diarrhea, and I don't know anyone who, you know, who is middle-aged who can say, I've never had it. We've all had it. What actually causes that under normal circumstances?
It's an irritation of the muscles themselves in the intestine. The intestines are just a big muscular tube, and it gets irritated, and the muscles overcontract.
Okay, and do we know what causes that irritation? Is it something we ate? Is it bacteria?
It is almost always an interreaction with a whole bunch of things, but it's an allergy to some extent or an irritation just from the chemical overdose for that particular person. Now, it can be any number of things. Now, magnesium by mouth, incidentally, is best used only as a laxative. milk of magnesia, that, for instance, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But taking it by mouth, you don't absorb it well. It goes through without getting into your bloodstream.
Since you mentioned laxative, we have we adopted this Terrier 57, a 57 variety Terrier. And so she's a mutt, and she's been eating things she shouldn't eat. When a person eats something that he or she should not have eaten and wants to eliminate it quickly, is there a laxative that you recommend for doing that?
Actually, I don't think there's a laxative that will work in that situation. There, I would like castor oil packs over the apple. It'll quiet the irritation.
Okay. I was just wondering, if it would be beneficial to eliminate this right away and lubricate the system and then just blow it out. I mean, not to be too graphic, but that was what my question was. Is there a way of getting rid of it quickly and with a lubricant? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Telephone number for his clinic, the office in the central time zone, is 417-351-5221. And sitting in the first seat of the front row of the contrarian section of this broadcast classroom is Robert in Kansas. Welcome, Robert.
It's cheap contrarian running water, Vince. You know that. Good morning to you and Dr. Shealy.
Hey, good morning, Robert.
Good morning. You mentioned the burden of the mask, and I just want to say to the class that I never wear a mask. And the way that I do it is I print off the customer mask policy, your local and state mandates, whatever you have to print off, and I take them with me. Any corporation with sufficient legal counsel is going to want to limit their liability to tort, meaning they have exemptions. All you have to do is claim one of these exemptions, and you can shop anywhere mask-free. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm a 6-foot-plus, 200-pound man, and I've had to almost get into fights over this. But you can do it, and I really appreciate what you said about that, Dr. Shealy, because it's these people plan on keeping us in masks forever, so I hope people fight back real soon. Vincent,
Robert, I have something to say about that. I'd like to clarify that. If I were to go out to a store and there was a sign that says masks required, I feel that it is my responsibility to comply with that private property's request. Okay? So I am not going to fight them. I haven't been in a place where I would have to even, I don't go out. I mean, I'm just happy here on the farm. I'm really just fine. But if there's a policy and they say masks are required, I am not going to challenge that because that is their right. Just as it is my right at my house to not have people smoke here. Now, there are people who have violated my no smoking policy here at the farm, and guess what? They're never coming back. Never. Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's fine. But if I had a policy, and if I allowed people on the farm, and you showed up and you gave me some notice of the government rules, regulations, and code saying that you are free to not wear a mask, I'd throw you out, and you'd never come back. Now, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just saying that it seems to be reasonable for them to make their policies since they are in charge of their property. Robert, any comment?
Right, Vincent, private property, and I would respect what you told me to do. These are public spaces, and so it's just like if I was in a wheelchair and it didn't have a ramp. It's the same thing. If someone has a medical condition that would is a qualified condition that would preclude them from wearing a mask, then they can't have the liability to that tort. The lawyers know that. And so I'm just letting the class know that if you don't want to wear a mask, there are exemptions. And like I say, they plan on keeping us in these masks for indefinitely. So I hope that people take advantage of that.
One second. I believe I heard Dr. Sheely say in this broadcast that he does not wear a mask except if he goes in a place where they require a mask, which is exactly the position that I have. Did I say that right, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
Okay. Back to you, Robert.
Right, Vincent. Just so you know, large corporations are going to have legal counsel. And just so everyone knows, if it's a Fortune 100, 500 company, I guarantee you they have exemptions, and so you don't have to. That's my only point, Vince. I want to talk about inflammation and glaucoma real quick. There's something called the endocannabinoid system, just like you have a circulatory system or neurological system. It's a system of the body related to inflammation and immunity mostly, but a lot of other things in the body too. And the way that you stimulate this system, there's exercise and cold and hot temperatures and certain extreme events, you know, fasting, things like that, that could lead to this system being stimulated, but it's also stimulated by cannabis and specifically something called activated cannabis oil. It's a whole plant extract. Some people call it the Rick Simpson method, where they boil down the whole plant of the indica cannabis plant. And it has been shown to activate this system, showing reverse aging type effects and everything that Dr. Sheely talks about at length. But I haven't heard him mention cannabis or the endocannabinoid system, and I wanted to bring that up and see if he has any comments or later research that could bring about a benefit to the class. And if they're dealing with these symptoms, inflammation, glaucoma, and things related to such, even cancers and other more serious ailments, that this endocannabinoid system, when stimulated, seems to have almost a reversed aging type impact on the body. It's fascinating to me and some of the clients that I work with in my personal training, health coach, area that I work in. So that has been something I have seen when they've used this, the inflammation in their body, the way they process everything, sleep, bowel movements, everything goes to a different level, almost a youthful type effect. So I wanted to bring that up and let anyone, you know, to know that, do their own research and see what they think about using an effective dose of cannabis, not to get high, but for a medicinal impact on the body that I really believe they made illegal for that reason, Vince, Dr. Sheely.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.